Scientists in England have come across an ancient fossil that is so detailed they can even determine the animal's gender. The soft body parts of this shrimp-like creature have been preserved in rock for 425 million years. That means the creature is far older than the dinosaurs. As NPR's Richard Harris reports, it's remarkable just how similar the animal is to modern-day relatives.
Chances are you've never even heard of ostracods, but they are among the most successful animals on Earth. Count 30,000 species of this crustacean, living and extinct. They look like a cross between a shrimp and a flea. Ancient ostracod fossils have held lifelong fascination for David Siviter, a professor at the University of Leicester in England.
I'm an ostracod specialist, and if you like, one of the holy grails for me was to find an ostracod this old, with the soft anatomy preserved, because it would give us a lot of important information about the early members of this group.
Siviter and his colleagues, including his twin brother, searched for this holy grail in ancient rock formations near the Welsh border. After years of digging, they came back to the lab with piles of rock. They took the most promising specimen of this pea-sized animal and shaved off a tiny layer at a time, taking a photograph at each step. The result is an interior view that's as dramatic as a CAT scan.
What we have at the end of it is a real animal. It's not a model. It's not a reconstruction which came from our head. It's a real individual animal that lived 425 million years ago.
As exciting as it is to be able to look at this thing in three dimensions, at the end, I guess you don't have anything but a pile of dust, right?
Well, that's it. The fossil is destroyed, but the science is saved forever.
The pictures they are now publishing reveal this animal in great detail. One big surprise is how little this creature has changed over the eons.
Every appendage that we have in a modern ostracod is there. The eyes are there, the compound eyes, the gills are there. Even down to details of the hairs on some of the appendages, we have them in the modern representatives, and we can see exactly the same fine hairs protruding from the frontal appendages on this 425 million-year-old fossil.
And that similarity holds true even for what would lie under this animal's ostracod piece, if it could wear such a thing.
We have the copulatory appendage of the animal, so we can definitely sex this particular fossil. It's clearly a male.
Siviter says it's the oldest fossil he knows of that is clearly a male. True, he says there are earlier fossils of other organisms that come in two forms, presumably male and female.
But then comes the question, which is the male and which is the female? In this particular case, we have no doubt that it's a male because we have a penis.
The sexy angle to this discovery probably helped it reach the pages of Science magazine, but there is real science here, too. Tom Cronin at the U.S. Geological Survey says the world of ostracology is abuzz with excitement. He says evolutionary biologists will soon be, too. The puzzle for them is how this animal persevered for so long, essentially unchanged.
This is tremendous stability through continental drift, climatic changes, sea level changes, and every other kind of change to the environment that you could imagine.
Part of the answer may simply be that ostracods, even today, are remarkably adaptable. Cronin says they've survived not only through time, but across all sorts of present-day ecosystems.
They live interstitially, which simply means in the sand grains on the bottom of the ocean. They live in rivers and lakes and streams and pools of water outside in the reflecting pool down in Washington, even in damp, wet areas on land.
And today, those little-known animals can share a corner of the spotlight with their ancient relative, Columbosathan eclecticus, from the Greek, astounding swimmer with a penis. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.